Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is the author of a couple of books, The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, also Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He's the editor and founder of Smart Hustle Magazine. He's our good friend Ramon. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, man. It's always good to be here with you and learn and share with your audience. So thanks for having me, man.
We love having you here. And you just got back from India, the Global Entrepreneurship Council, and or Summit, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So you would tell us what you learned. You learned that that people have very – small business owners have very similar requirements and mm-hmm. hopes and dreams, and the capital situation. You
Absolutely.
Said they all. Everybody said we need more capital. And we take – even though a lot of small businesses in America say, well I hear that. I can relate to that. But Americans can't even imagine – what the people in the countries that you, the people you met, Afghanistan, India, places mm-hmm. like that, they can't even imagine how much it's tough, how tough it is for those people, can they?
Absolutely. I mean, when you look around us, we have, and again, you may have some sponsors that provide capital, so I won't mention names, but you have all the go on an app and get funding of $10,000, $50,000, $25,000 the next
There's
day.
There's a community bank on every corner here.
Exactly.
You know that people don't. Most people don't realize that a community bank is an American phenomenon.
Mm.
Community banks aren't anywhere else in the world.
And then you don't even have around the world the online services where you can get money for very yep. little. So it was amazing.
In some countries, if you're not in the right caste, if
right.
you're not in the right, mm-hmm. I've been told more recently, and I was surprised that it was still going on. That in some European countries, I'm talking about Western European countries, you only rise to the level that your family has risen to.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was in Europe as well.
Holding people back over there.
Yeah, for sure. But what was amazing, I was talking, Jim, to this lady from Kenya, and she has a business which helps clean waste from water, waste that you put in the toilet.
Right.
So it's a very practical business because in Kenya you need more water to...
Right.
But she said, Ramon, same thing with her. I need more capital because when I get orders in, that's the only way I can grow. I can't grow off of the money we're making. I need outside capital. So this aspect and need for capital is just it's tremendous, and that's the only way to scale and grow.
Well, for her, this is where international organizations have come in
right.
and helped him out. Not the Grameen Bank wouldn't be good for her because they only make microloans.
Correct.
Sounds like that woman probably needs a few thousand dollars, whereas microloans are like hundreds. But there are international organizations that will loan her that money.
Absolutely.
And this is what the organization that you just went to India is doing
mm-hmm.
by moving around the world, bringing people together, sharing ideas. They can take it back to their countries and say, hey, folks, we have to pick up our game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to that point, talking about international organizations, it was also very beautiful to see the role of the State Department. As I was telling you off the air, Jim, oftentimes I think of the State Department and U.S. diplomacy only as North Korea and China
right.
issues. But many, out of most all of the entrepreneurs there, were funded by the State Department. That's
yep.
about 1,000 entrepreneurs
mm-hmm.
that we paid to fly, hotel, and feed to come to India about entrepreneurship, and that was amazing.
Well, entrepreneurship, the State Department, also the Commerce Department, the U.S. Trade Representative, mm-hmm. that there's several organizations that do that. I went to Denmark with the Department of Commerce. There are organizations, AmChams. Are you familiar with AmChams, the American
yes.
Chambers of Commerce Abroad? Those coordinate with the State Department. And there's a significant network. The U.S. U.S. Commercial Service,
right.
the U.S. Commercial Service, part of the Commerce Department, is huge around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the lesson for U.S. entrepreneurs, Jim, is that, I mean, we have a lot here, and we've touched on them on your show for many years, SCORE and SBA, and then yep. you said the community banks and et cetera. And I think that we're very blessed to have all this. But I also, the other lesson I learned is I need to think more globally. Not that Smart Hustle necessarily is going to start selling widgets in, you know, in Sweden or in China, but just disciplining my mind that
how
there's a world beyond my local little town here in New Jersey.
How long do you think it'll be before small businesses are regularly dealing with from Kankakee to Kabul? How long do you think? How many years?
Not long. I mean, listen, I think globalization is happening all around us, for sure. You know, all the time.
I mean, 5 years, would you think 5 to 10 years it'll become a regular thing to be doing business with people anywhere in the world?
I think or sooner, Jim. I think each year that goes by, there's an exponential shortening of that time where right. every company is going to have to think, you know, act local, sure, be local, mm-hmm. but you're going to have to, as they say, think global. What can I do to expand my borders? China, what is that famous thing, Jim, the Valentine's Day or the right. Love Day or something they have? Big opportunity yeah, to sell in the Chinese market, especially if you have crafts and hardware appliances. Big opportunity to sell to China. And
well, and the more technology helps us solve some of these logistical issues.
Right.
And the currency issues and that sort of thing. And this is where we talked about this in the last hour. I don't want to wander off too far on this, but this is where I think blockchain, the technology behind Bitcoin, this is where, not Bitcoin, but I think blockchain is going to help in this area.
Correct. So and I think, you know, whether it's blockchain or the tool, I think, unfortunately, small businesses themselves might not even know they're using it, but a larger, the bigger companies and startups, mm-hmm. they're going to be using blockchain and others to help us expand.
That's
you may
exactly
not know
right.
you're using blockchain,
exactly
but I believe
right.
it'll be a foundational element on a app or tool that you're
right.
using.
I need your website, Ramon.
SmartHustle.com or RamonRay.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You'll get smarter when you do. We're going to take a quick break, 10-10, right back with our good buddy, Ramon Ray. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.